WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey there, everyday warriors. This is Dylan Brooks, your guide to navigating life's wild ride with a little dose of stoic wisdom. Ever feel like the universe throws curveballs just when you think you've got things figured out? You know that feeling, right? Like you're constantly battling headwinds and trying to stay afloat in a sea of chaos? Well, buckle up, because today we're diving deep into building resilience. That unshakable inner strength that lets you not just survive but thrive even when life throws its toughest punches. Why are we talking about this? Because the world is a crazy place, and it's only getting crazier. From news cycles spinning out of control to deadlines piling up faster than laundry on a Monday morning, there's constant pressure to keep up, perform, and just plain survive. But what if I told you that those challenges, the very things that make you want to pull your hair out, and maybe even hide under the covers with Netflix, are actually opportunities in disguise? Here's the deal. Adversity is inevitable. It's a universal truth, like taxes and Mondays. But how we respond to it, that's where true strength lies. Think of it like this. Your character isn't forged in moments of ease and comfort. It's shaped by the fires of hardship. So, let's talk about 5 key takeaways that will help you build that inner steel. First up, reframe your perspective. When things go sideways, and trust me, they will, try to see the situation as a learning opportunity rather than a disaster. Ask yourself, what can I learn from this? How can I use this experience to grow stronger? Ever notice how athletes train for their worst-case scenarios? They don't just practice hitting home runs, they also practice striking out. Because when you're prepared for the tough stuff, it doesn't feel as daunting. It becomes a challenge to be conquered, not a catastrophe to avoid. Next, cultivate a sense of control. Now, I'm not saying you can control everything in life, because let's be real, some things are just out of our hands. But what you can control is your reaction to those things. Choose to focus on what you can influence, and let go of the things that are beyond your reach. Think about it like this. You can't control the weather, but you can control whether you put on a raincoat. Another crucial piece of the puzzle is building self-awareness. Pay attention to your thoughts, your emotions, and your physical sensations. What triggers your stress? What brings you joy? Understanding yourself better helps you make conscious choices about how you respond to adversity. It's like having an internal GPS that guides you through life's rough patches. Then there's practice, practice, practice. Like any skill, resilience takes time and effort to develop. So, don't expect to become a stoic superhero overnight. Start small by facing your fears, tackling challenging tasks, and pushing yourself outside of your comfort zone. Remember, every obstacle overcome builds your inner strength. And finally, surround yourself with support. We're not meant to go it alone. Connect with friends, family, mentors, or even online communities who can offer encouragement, advice, and a listening ear. Sharing your struggles and celebrating your victories with others makes the journey a lot more manageable. Let me tell you about this friend of mine, Sarah. She's a rock star, juggling a demanding job, raising 2 kids, and running a marathon training program on the side. But last year, she lost her grandmother, her beloved dog, and then her car all within a few months. It was a whirlwind of grief, frustration, and utter chaos. But Sarah? She didn't crumble. Instead, she leaned into her support network. She talked openly about her feelings, sought out guidance from her friends and family, and channeled her grief into training for that marathon. She crushed it, by the way. Sarah's story is a powerful reminder that even when life throws its worst punches, we can emerge stronger on the other side. So, my everyday warriors, remember this. Adversity isn't about avoiding hardship, it's about facing it head-on with courage, resilience, and a dash of stoic wisdom. Reframe your perspective, focus on what you can control, build self-awareness, practice consistently, and surround yourself with support. You've got this. And remember, every challenge overcome is a victory worth celebrating. Now go out there and make me proud. Don't forget to share this episode with someone who could use a dose of resilience inspiration. You never know whose day you might just brighten. And if you found this valuable, leave a review on your podcast app. Let's keep the conversation going. Until next time, stay strong and keep striving for that everyday excellence.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.